This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Brand crisis communication, lead with truth or lose. Lead with truth or lose everything. The crisis communication rule that never changes. What happened? Shopify recently published a comprehensive guide on brand crisis management, laying out a framework for how businesses should respond when their reputation comes under fire. The guide covers everything from early detection to post-crisis recovery, positioning itself as a practical playbook for modern brands. It reflects a growing reality: companies are not asking if a crisis will happen, but when. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, stated plainly: when a crisis hits, the first words out of your mouth matter more than anything else you will ever say about the situation. Not your apology. Not your corrective action plan. Your first words. They set the frame for everything that follows. And once that frame is set, you cannot unset it. Shopify's guide points toward a truth that most businesses intellectually understand, but emotionally resist. You must speak before you're ready. The instinct is to wait, gather facts, consult lawyers, and release a polished statement. That instinct will destroy you. Silence is not neutral. In a crisis, silence reads as guilt, indifference, or both. The public does not give you time to prepare. They give you about 4 hours before they decide who you are. The communication technique that separates brands that survive crises from brands that don't is called anchoring accountability. You go first. You name the problem in plain language before a reporter names it for you. You do not say, "We are aware of concerns regarding our product formulation process." You say, "Our product harmed people, and we are fixing it." One of those sentences sounds like a human being. The other sounds like a legal document wearing a suit. People trust humans. They despise legal documents pretending to be humans. The next layer matters just as much. Your statement needs a specific next action, not a vague commitment. "We take this seriously" is noise. "By Thursday, we will contact every affected customer directly" is a promise. Promises can be checked. Promises create accountability. That accountability, paradoxically, is what rebuilds trust faster than any carefully worded sentiment ever could. The final layer is consistency across channels. Whatever you say in your press release, you say identically on social media, in your customer emails, and in your CEO's public statement. The moment your messaging diverges across platforms, people start looking for the lie, and they will find one, even if there isn't one, because inconsistency looks like concealment. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes clarity gives you a framework for stripping corporate language out of your communication under pressure, so that when the moment demands truth, you already know how to deliver it without flinching. The takeaway. Before your next potential crisis moment, write one sentence that describes the problem in plain English, the way a disappointed customer would describe it, not the way your legal team would. Keep it somewhere accessible. When the moment arrives, that sentence becomes your opening line. It forces honesty from the start and prevents the spin instinct from taking over when the pressure is highest. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.